Let's listen to the poem. My only cry, close the arms factories. Who are you deceiving? You ask me to speak to children, but I shall also address you, the grown-ups. I'm still a child. I don't know how to like you. All the children of the world, oh, adults of the world, could you not rebuild what you destroy? A better world won't be able to be rebuilt without you, the adults. You know that our cries are useless in a deaf world. Now, my friends, let's not talk of friendship, peace, and fellowship. These words should be spoken by adults. Enough promises, enough waiting. Come, everyone, ask them to stop making arms, to stop making wars break out, to stop telling lies. Listen, listen carefully. We are sick. You are sick, but we are here. So in your name, we children, we ask them, close your arms factories and think about taming the winds. Right-wing politics matter little to us. We are children. Left-wing politics matter little to us. Our life is essentially affection. But through your fault, a veil of dust lies over it. Can you hear the cry of helplessness of the child who speaks for all the children of the world, to grown-ups who have created destructive weapons? The child says that the children will have no future if the adults continue to produce deadly weapons. Arms and ammunition put humanity in serious danger. The poem talks of the fears and worries to which the adults pay no attention, or which they simply dismiss with their lies. Can you guess the lies? The lies are usually, no, we will not use arms against anyone. The world is safe. There is no need to worry. The child desperately repeats that the grown-ups must stop destroying the world, but he finds that they don't listen to him. The problem is that only the adults can build a better world, but it is the adults who are destroying it. It does not make much difference when the children speak of peace, friendship, and fellowship. It is the adults who should understand the importance of peace and friendship in the world. The child is tired of waiting for the adults to keep their promises. He wants adults to stop making promises which they do not want to keep. He calls upon everyone, the children and the adults, to join in the protest against arms factories and arms makers. He asks the arms makers to stop producing weapons and to work to stop wars. The poet uses the pronouns them, we, you, your, and us to refer to arms makers. All the children, including himself and the adults. In the fourth stanza, while talking to the adults, he uses them instead of you to separate the arms makers from other grown-ups who feel like him. In the last stanza, the child talks directly to the arms maker and addresses them as you. In the first unit, we see the child pleading, but in the second unit, we find him talking to the alms makers directly. Is the poet suggesting that when pleading does not help, we should take upon ourselves the responsibility of asserting what is right? The poet says that the children are not interested in politics or any party because politics divides people, creates hatred, and leads to war and destruction.